The sculptures of the late African-American artist and civil rights activist Elizabeth Catlett are the inspiration for a new jazz composition. Rufus Reed, a bass musician who's been playing jazz for half a century, uses Catlett's artwork to explore the intersection between music and the visual arts. In his new project called Quiet Pride, Reed tries to convey Catlett's sculptures in sound. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
Rufus Reed says he chose five of Elizabeth Catlett's sculptures from a book of her work because they jumped out at him. Though he did not keep pictures of them on the piano for inspiration while he was composing, Reed remembers each vividly. Take Catlett's 1981 bronze, Glory. It's the bust of a woman's head.
There's angst in the face. There's power in the face. There's maybe some anger in the face, and yet composure in the face.
So how do you capture that in music?
You would take maybe something that was fast, something that was angular, harmonically skips and intervals that kind of make you a little uneasy hearing them, etc. I don't know. These are the kinds of things, because it's not tangible, but I think there's a feeling.
To get his vision across, he showed the musicians pictures of Catlett's work. Tanya Darby plays lead trumpet in the ensemble. She and Reed picked apart a section of Glory in our studio. Darby says as a black woman, it was important to be involved in a project honoring another woman of color whose work radiates passion.
It was special for me because just seeing that artwork, you can kind of follow the lineage, you know, of African-American history.
Darby says the musicians played differently after they saw Catlett's work.
It makes all those notes that you see on a page, all the black and white notes that you see on the page, all of a sudden, like, that starts to turn into a lyric, as opposed to just playing notes. Like, it turns into wanting to tell a story with what's on the page.
I was very pleased with the work. It's emotional, like my mother was emotional.
Percussionist Francisco Mora Catlett is one of the sculptor's three sons. He loves the five pieces Reed chose to focus on, including the 1997 black marble Stargazer. It's a female figure reclining, face turned upward. Mora Catlett says his mother's work speaks to him.
I can't stand my mother's work. It's too powerful. It moves me so much, especially her woodwork. Her woodwork is alive, and it shakes me.
He's the son of Elizabeth Catlett and the Mexican artist Francisco Mora. She spent most of her adult life in Mexico after moving there in 1946 for a fellowship and eventually became a citizen there. Catlett once said she learned to use her art for the service of people.
The expression of her work, especially women, is the beauty of black women, but not the stereotype covered front magazine, you know, something like that, but the inherent beauty and the strength and the power of black women. That's what she found also in the Mexican woman. In a broader scale, the universal aspect of the power, you know what I'm saying, of just regular, ordinary people.
The U.S. government denied her a travel visa for 9 years, declaring her an undesirable alien because she was a suspected communist. Yet her work was shown in exhibitions around the world. But in the country of her birth, it was a different story. Elizabeth Catlett told NPR in 2003,
I, as an artist, a black woman, artists have been invisible in the art world for years.
But Rufus Reed intends to change that. He has organized several programs at universities, including Louisiana State, that blend his music and her sculpture.
had 2 days of performance with the LSU Jazz Ensemble in the 400 or 500 seat hall, and upstairs on the fifth floor they had 17 pieces of Elizabeth's art on exhibit, and it was incredible.
Elizabeth Catlett had a chance to hear an early version of this work before her death in 2012, but Rufus Reed wishes she could hear it now.
What I was concerned about was just to get this music up to the level where I put her art.
Reed says he thinks Quiet Pride, the Elizabeth Catlett project, got close. Allison Keyes, NPR News.